Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, November 7th, 2013. Israeli soldiers kidnap internet activists from Jerusalem and settlers attack villagers in southern West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers and police officers kidnapped on Wednesday evening and Thursday at dawn 25 young Palestinian men and women active in social network sites exposing Israeli violations. Head of the Jerusalem office of the Palestinian Prisoner Society, Nasser Kous, said that the soldiers invaded large numbers of internet coffee shops and computer stores in the occupied city, searched them and kidnapped the 25 Palestinians. Al-Kous added that 7 young women were among those kidnapped, and that the soldiers released 15 of the kidnapped later on. The police in the occupied city claimed that the kidnapped Palestinians conducted incitement against the army. Also on Thursday at dawn, Israeli sources have reported that rounds of live ammunition were fired at an Israeli military vehicle near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, causing no injuries. The sources claim that the car drove out of Na'lin village near Ramallah and its passengers opened fire at Israeli military jeep before fleeing the scene. The army said that soldiers fired back at the vehicle and chased it into the village. The army added that the soldiers invaded Na'lin. Another vehicle tried to ram an Israeli officer who fired at the car before it fled the scene. Elsewhere, Israeli settlers attacked on Thursday Palestinian residents from the village of Beni Noaim, east of Hebron City, southern West Bank. According to residents, a group of settlers invaded the village and set 2 cars on fire and also wrote racist graffiti threatening to kill the residents. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, November 7th, 2013 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.